Greetings, greetings. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Bread. We find ourselves this Wednesday, October the 27th. Here I'm getting the date already wrong. I apologize. Today is October the 22nd. I have been having some issues as of late of losing track of the dates. As well as the days, as you can just hear, that was a perfect example. So I apologize for that, but welcome. Welcome to the Daily Bread. We always start things out with our confession, where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. If you take anything away from this message, or should I say small message I am going to present to you, it's that confession that God's Word will transform your life. Amen. If you do the work, if you allow God to work in your life, amen, He will transform your life for the better, not only for you, but for those around you. Amen. For your husband, for your wife, for your children, for your family, for your brothers, for your sisters. Amen. For your moms, for your dads, amen. For those, your co-workers, amen. Your best friend, your friends that you keep close in your circle, amen. All of those folks will be blessed by you, amen. Couple of things before we start this small devotional. Couple of announcements. Let's see, this Sunday we are having our banquet. So if you are in the Austin area, we invite you to come out this Sunday morning. We will have a very small service at the Baca Center in Round Rock. And then we will be heading to Ryan's Steakhouse, which is a buffet in Round Rock. And of course, the church, or should I say someone, has already stepped up to foot the bill for the entire luncheon. So this is an invitation. If you are listening, you're close by and you are free, come out and celebrate with us. Amen. This is an invitation for you. It's also a free meal, which is not bad. Amen. If you have been to a restaurant lately, you know how things have gotten kind of expensive. Even fast food is getting a little steep out there. Amen. But this is your invitation for a free luncheon on First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. So we encourage you, come out, bring a friend. Amen. We are going to have a blessed banquet this Sunday. Amen. Next Wednesday will be our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. Every last Wednesday, the pastors get together and do a healing service. Amen. And I always try and give you folks a little homework assignment between now and then. Amen. If you have a small conversation with someone and they're coughing or they're sneezing or they're blowing their nose or they mention, man, I woke up and this was hurting or that was hurting, that is a perfect opportunity to invite them to listen in, because every last Wednesday of the month, Jesus always shows up to our healing service. Not to say He doesn't show up to every one of these, amen, but there is a special anointing on our last Wednesday healing service. Amen. We have had countless praise reports of folks who were listening in and they were fighting symptoms. Amen. And the Lord put it on Pastor Jesse or Pastor Rose's spirit to call it out and pray for it. And you know what? God showed up and they were healed. Amen. So we know God works and he shows up every last Wednesday of the month for our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. So I encourage you from now until next Wednesday, invite someone to listen in. Amen. Let's see. We did the banquet. We did healing service. If you watch on YouTube or you follow us on YouTube and you watch our Sunday morning services that are posted in the evening time, this particular Sunday, we will not be having a message posted on there because of the banquet. I'm working on something of a bit of a small video just to kind of mention why we didn't post a video. So if you're on YouTube and you might be looking for that Sunday morning sermon, we are having our banquet this Sunday. So that would be the reason we wouldn't have a message on there. Amen. So I think that takes care of the announcements. Also, next month, Pastor Rose and myself will be going back to every other Wednesday. We're going to switch off. We tried something a little bit different last month and this month. And because Pastor Rose kind of runs the show here, she said she was more comfortable doing every other Wednesday. She wasn't really a big fan of the whole last month kind of on her shoulders. So how many of us know, as long as we keep the ladies in our lives happy, everyone else is happy. Amen. So next month will be November. Pastor Rose and myself will be going back to the original format, so to speak, where she'll do one Wednesday and I'll do one Wednesday. And then, of course, the last Wednesday will be healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. So I think that's all the announcements. Let's dive into what I have for you again this Wednesday, October the 22nd. And this is kind of part two of what I shared last Wednesday, how we have been, or I should say how I have been asking the Lord to deal with me in situations where I find myself facing conflict or getting into, say, a verbal fight with someone, amen, or having a disagreement, amen, or not seeing eye to eye on something, or just a small disagreement that kind of blows up, amen. And of course, if you haven't listened to that one, I encourage you to go back and listen. This is kind of the second part, amen. It's kind of tied, I'm kind of trying to tie this together as I wrap up this month. I do want to say thank you so much for spending this month with me. If you're new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, and we encourage you to stay connected with us, whether that be our Instagram, whether that be our YouTube, whether that be here for our Daily Bread audio series. Either way, we encourage you to stay connected with us because we know God is using us and you will be blessed by it. Amen. So let's get on. Amen. This devotional, if you're taking notes, is entitled Freedom from Sin. And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible, you can jot it down or turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. And I will give you two readings or iterations of that particular verse. Amen. And the first one, again, is Galatians 5:1. It says, we have freedom now because Christ made us free. So stand strong. Amen. Again, this small little devotional is entitled Freedom from Sin. Amen. I'll start off by saying sin is ugly. I think you know that and I know that. Amen. I know the world doesn't see it that way. Amen. But that's not what we're speaking on. But it says we don't feel good after we sin, yet we continue to struggle with it. Just take a few moments and think to yourself, when was the last time you kind of messed up or you stumbled and you let your flesh get the better of you? Amen. Or you just let the devil get the best of you? Amen. And how many of us know that after we sin, sometimes a lot of us, we still struggle with that. And of course, what does it say? We don't feel good after we sin. I can sit here as I am speaking to you and know I don't ever feel good after I've messed up. Amen. After I've sinned. To be honest, it takes me a while to let it go. I'm very hard on myself, especially in that area. And I've been trying to have the Lord deal with me. And sure enough, wouldn't you know, here along the lines in one of my devotionals, I came across this, which I thought I would share with you. Amen. Because I'm pretty sure some of you out there might be going through the same thing. Amen. And not really know where to go with it. But hopefully this will help you out a bit. Amen. It says the tough part about sin is that Satan tempts us. Also, it says roots for us to fail. How many of us know Satan is on the sideline rooting for us to fail? Amen. I don't know if you've ever watched any sports. Right now, we're heading into October and we're getting close to the World Series in baseball. And a lot of times, sometimes when the visiting team, their best player is heading up to bat, the crowd will start booing because they just don't like him. And that's what the devil does to us, amen, from the sidelines. It says, and then beats us up with shame and guilt. That's what he does. After we fail, he's rooting for us to fail. And after we fail, he beats us up with what? Shame and guilt. Amen. It says all of this is spiritual and emotional chaos. It makes it hard to receive freedom offered by God. Amen. Freedom offered by God. Amen. Mind you, this is not a free card, free sin as you willfully want card. Amen. That's not what I'm saying. But God knows we weren't perfect. God knows we aren't perfect. God knows we're going to mess up. But bless God for grace and not for us to abuse grace. Amen. And not to keep sinning. Amen. But to realize that, yeah, we're going to make a mistake. But God has offered us freedom from that. Amen. It says, when you sin and then repent, it's finished. It sounds easy enough, right? It says, when you sin and then repent, it's finished. Well, how many of us know sometimes some of us don't really grasp that? I can say, as I'm sharing with you, it's hard for me. Amen. It's hard for me. When I know I stumble, when I've done something wrong, when I've sinned, I beat myself up a good while before I let it go, before I forget it. Amen. But it says God doesn't keep a record of your wrongs. I'm going to repeat that. God doesn't keep a record of your wrongs. Even though I'm sure the devil might throw that out there to you, that he might bring up a handful of sins saying, oh, you did this. Well, you just did this, or you did this. No, God doesn't keep track of your wrongs. It says you don't need to rehash, revisit, and recall all the sin. Amen. But how many of us do that? How many of us have a trouble where we messed up and then we start going back where it's like we keep track of the tally? It's like, well, I messed up here. I messed up here, and then I messed up here. Well, let's see what it has to say as we read along. It says, when you entertain your shame, you put spiritual handcuffs on. Did you catch that? It says, when you entertain your shame, you put spiritual handcuffs on you. So when we go down the list of, man, I messed up here, I messed up here, I messed up here, we're putting ourselves in spiritual handcuffs. Amen? It says, your Heavenly Father can't wait to make it all right. Praise the Lord. It says, our Heavenly Father can't wait to make it all right. So it says, receive His forgiveness so He can set you free. Amen. Receive God's forgiveness so He can set you free. Amen. You might be thinking to yourself, man, Andrew, I've had a rough week already. It's barely Wednesday. I'm looking forward to the weekend, but man, Monday and Tuesday have kicked my butt. Trust me, I've been there. But what is the good news that it says? Your Heavenly Father can't wait to make it all right. It says, receive His forgiveness so He can set you free. Amen? Now, a small confession that would go to this first part would sound something like this. God, I ask for your forgiveness today. Set me free from the bonds of guilt and shame, and help me to walk in freedom from sin. Amen? Simple enough, right? Sounds simple enough. Amen? But when we speak those words, we need to speak them out from our heart. Amen? So that we know that when we're asking the Lord, help me to walk in freedom from sin, He's going to do that, and we know He's going to do that. Amen? Again, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Amen? For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Amen? You are forgiven. I am forgiven. Amen. You are forgiven. I am forgiven. The things you struggle with and the sin that entangles you no longer have power over you. I'm going to repeat that again. The things you struggle with and the sin that entangles you no longer has power over you or me. Amen. You are set free. You are set free. I am set free. When we struggle with sin, but we have a repentant heart, you are forgiven because of the work Jesus did on the cross. Amen? Did you catch that right there? It says a repented heart. Amen? And that's what we need. We're going to mess up, and we've all been there, and we've all done things we shouldn't. But the good thing is that when we have a repentant heart, and we come to the Lord, and we ask for His forgiveness, amen, He's going to set us free. Amen? So, amen? It says, when you struggle with sin but have a repentant heart, you are forgiven because of work Jesus did on the cross. Amen? It says, and the cost of forgiveness has already been paid by and through Him. Amen? Through Jesus. Jesus paid the cost for forgiveness. Amen? It's been paid. He's been paid. He's paid it for you, and He's paid it for me. Amen? Take some time today to truly let go of the things you've been beating yourself up about and receive the freedom that comes from God's forgiveness. Amen? Do that. Take some time today and just say, Lord, I'm sorry that I continue to beat myself up for this sin that I have done as of late. I have a repentant heart, and I'm asking for forgiveness, amen, and knowing that He's paid the price for that forgiveness and that He doesn't keep track of it, amen, and you are free. You are set free, amen. Now, let me wrap this up with this small devotional. Amen. It says, Heavenly Father, I receive your forgiveness today. Thank you for the peace that your freedom brings to my heart. Amen. Peace, God's peace. Amen. Again, you know, some of us are pretty hard on ourselves. It's safe to say some of us are harder on ourselves than anyone close to us could be, anyone of our enemies could be. Amen. But again, just make the confession. Heavenly Father, I receive your forgiveness today. I thank you for the peace that your freedom brings to my heart and mind. Amen. Freedom in your mind and in your heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'll leave you with this question. I'll make a confession that I leave with you, and then we'll get out of here. Amen. It says, is there something that you have been beating yourself up about? It says, well, let it go. Is there something you have been beating yourself up about? It says, let it go. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of freedom from sin. Amen. I tried to tie that in with last Wednesday's message. Amen. And that's going to do it for me this month of October with you. I hope you got a little bit out of each of the Wednesdays that I was able to share with you. Again, next Wednesday will be our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. This Sunday is our fall banquet. Amen. So again, if you're in the Austin area, come out. You're invited. Ryan's Steakhouse. Amen. All you can eat. A free meal. Sounds pretty good to me. Amen. So we look forward to seeing each and every one of you. Amen. Now, I leave you with this. When you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Every area, every area, every area, every area of your life. Amen? So, I hope you got a little bit out of that. You know, some of you might be saying, well, Andrew, you don't know what I've been going through, or you don't know what sin I've been dealing with. No, but what I do know is that Jesus paid the price on the cross. You are set free. Just go before him with a repentant heart and you will be set free. And give yourself some grace, just as God does give to us. Amen? So, have a blessed rest of your week. Again, if you're in the Austin area, we look forward to seeing you this Sunday at our fall banquet. Amen? At Ryan's Steakhouse, right after our small service, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen? We hope to see each and every one of you this Sunday. Again, be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Amen. Be blessed. I will see you next month, November. Amen. Be blessed.